be in the studio here with me now. I have Deng Niel Chu and Dominic Gregory from the Hope Society and Thomas Morita from UNESCO. Good morning and welcome to the Miraya Breakfast. It's good to have you here. Good morning, Deng Niel. Hello?
Yeah, you...
Good morning.
Thank you.
Yes. And good morning, Thomas.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Dominic.
Good morning.
Yes, let's go right away and talk about this. Let's begin with you, Dominic. Thomas. Firstly, UNESCO, make us understand what copyright is. What is copyright?
Thank you very much, Sabit William, and thank you, Miraya listeners. In the first place, just allow me to start, just to give a bit of background of what we are doing in regards to our culture sector in South Sudan.
Please go ahead.
And we are very pleased working with our government counterpart, especially the ministry, now the Ministry of Culture, Museums and National Heritage in South Sudan. And our role is to work with the ministry and support the initiatives. As we are aware, since 2016, South Sudan ratified 3 of the UNESCO's Culture Convention. Mm-hmm. One is 2005 Convention concerning the diversity of cultural expressions, 2003 Convention is about the safeguarding of the intangible cultural heritage, 1972 Convention is about the protection of world cultural and natural heritage sites. So our work falls within this area, and we are very pleased working with our government counterpart. Coming to the copyright idea, in 2018, UNESCO and EU, through our UNESCO headquarters in Paris, launched a call for a proposal to support new regulatory framework for sustainable cultural sector. So in that field, South Sudan submitted its application concerning the design for copyright policy in South Sudan supporting the cultural and creative industries. So South Sudan's application was approved to design that policy, and we thank EU for the support that they are giving. So coming to copyright, it is just a type of intellectual property that gives owners an exclusive right to make copies of a creative work. It is just a fair use of a copyrighted material. It is like if I produce, let's say I produce a song, so it is automatically that I am the owner
of the song.
So if someone wanted to use it, I should be consulted for that. So no one is permitted to do that without my permission. So it is my own right. I have the right to copy it, but not somebody else. So in just a simple way of understanding, it is just a fair use of the copyrighted material.
All right.
Being it a book, being it a poem, being it a play, being it a song.
Okay.
Just a simple way of understanding what copyright is.
Great. Now, Daniel, tell us, how big of a problem is the copyright situation in South Sudan?
Thank you very much. First of all, let me introduce myself very briefly. I'm Daniel Chu, heritage professional, also the executive and founder of Mali Heritage Development Foundation. Mm-hmm. At the same time, also the focal point for 2005 Convention on the promotion of diversity of cultural expression in South Sudan. The copyright is very important because since 2011 with South Sudan Musician Union at that time, now which is now South Sudan Artist Union, we came with different artists from different countries, neighboring countries, and then we begin to think of having a copyright. Thinking to that, what happened in Sudan also, the issue of copyright, the protection of the work of the musician, of the artist, and the production of the more work through copyright, that was the issue. Because now there's a lot of things need to be protected in South Sudan, especially the lyrics, the music, the way of performing, and all the things. So this is it's very important because when you have a copyright, also you have been protected. and also the work is being organized, because now people are, the musicians are producing a lot of work, but everybody's enjoying them freely through phone, through business places, and they're not getting anything. So this become a concern now. Even in the, if you go to the small markets, you will find things are not being protected. So the idea of having a copyright is because if you have a copyright, also you can produce more. And also you have been protected. You can even feel proud. All despite right. the fact that also things need to be looked into it. Thank you.
All right. We'll look into more of those things. Now, let's talk to you, Mr. Gregory. Why do you think this copyright is important?
Thank you again. Also for clarifications, I'm not working with Hope Society. I'm working with Minister of Culture, Museum and National Heritage, and South Sudan Theatre Organization.
It's good to have you.
Why the copyright is important? I think as we just look at right now situation, things are messed up. Things are not organized, and I mean by organized here is to make things going in the way that can be respected, and the owners, the people who are creative, the people who are producers, the people who are, you know, writers, their work supposed to be valued, supposed to be given in the right position. Now we have a lot of copy and paste from here, from there. People are stealing some people's work, and that one really is a mess up. But when the copyright come in the action, I think everything will be in the right way.
All right.
Yeah.
Great. Now, where are we with that particular copyright policy coming in?
Okay, thank you very much again. We have started work on the copyright policy. We launched this project last year in December at the ministry, and already it has progressed very well. We are all very aware that due to COVID, we could not have some of these regular coming together, regular meetings, maybe having big number of people coming together. And also, this copyright is being supported by our let's say, UNESCO has an expert facility, because the copyright falls within the 2005 convention, and within the 2005 convention, there is an expert facility. There is an expert facility where you can draw from all around the globe. You can draw from who has an expertise in this field. So UNESCO is pulling together all its technical resources, and the same with financial resources, to support this work. So this work has progressed very well. We met for several times online and presented some of this. So soon we'll have a draft of this policy, this draft. And our idea is that this must be a more participatory policy development processes to include a wider range of stakeholders. Once we have a draft of this, we should be able to share with our big stakeholders. Already, the national team formed by the ministry, including the cultural officials, people from the civil society organization, the private sectors, they are all on board. Once this draft is ready, then to encourage that participatory processes, and then we will involve many, we will encourage the buy-in. That's why we are here, to ensure that the public buy-in, that they are aware that the public are not taken up by surprise. So this come to their door, then they should be able to provide. Great. That this is coming for themselves. Yeah.
Yes, and let's talk to Deng here. As we get this policy done, what should the citizens expect? I mean, what changes is it going to happen to them?
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of changes, because when they have the framework, when they have the policies, they would know where they what they can do, and how also the productive of this can happen. Especially when you have the policies of when you have the national culture policy, which is now is in a pilot stage. Also, we have the national publishing policy, as well as culture and creative industry policy, national policy on the status of the artist. You have the language policy, intellectual property right policy, which is now running on, the traditional knowledge policy, sustainable development policy, and the rest of policies as measures. So the benefit when we have the policies on the ground, people are going to be given awareness through radio, through media, through rest of the media, so that they will know the track where they can fall. And from there also they will know the rights, because when we are dealing with the issue of rights, also thing will be very clear to them. And the issue of the books, writers, poems, plays, songs, films, artwork also will be very clear. Because South Sudan is blessed with these skills
and talent,
and talent, so that when we have the policy, plus awareness, plus also people will be encouraged also, because people need to be told. And we are 60 years behind to our neighbors, because it's not because we are just born in 2011. It is because also there are some other challenges also came in, like the what happened in 2013 and the role of the policy development and all the things. We begin to focus not only on the culture policies for the countries. So the idea of Kaurai, when we have the policy thing, will be very clear, and the role will be very clear, and everybody will know what to do and when to do it and how to do it. Yeah.
All right. Yes, let's talk to you, Dominic. Dominic, do we have a timeline as to when we can possibly develop this policy?
It's a good question, and as I know, Miraya has different listeners. Some of them are Arabic listeners.
Yes, 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 yeah, absolutely.
So we can mix
some of that. Please.
The time frame. Al-Khitta Zamania, the time frame for the policies or the copyright policies to come out. There's a timeline, yes, because the project already started, as my friend said here, Bichu, that we're expecting the first draft to come in our hand, maybe in the January next year.
Next year, okay.
And then from January next year, we can proceed with the process to complete. As we know, you know, the most important and the powerful policies that it is coming through participatory way.
Okay.
الدرافت الأول ممكن بس علينا شهر واحد يعني إحنا بنكون لنا الدرافت الأول الملكية الفكرية والمصنفات الأدبية بدك كان إحنا هنرجع لستيك أولدرز اللي هو الناس المهتمين في الثقافة في صناعة عشان هم يضيفوا للقوانين ونحن بنتمنى إنه القوانين ده يكون قوانين كويسة بيخدم الناس الشغالين في المجال بتاع الملكية الفكرية.
Sukran Gazilan. And yes, that's the time we have right now. I'm going to give you all a chance to give us your final messages in less than a minute. Please, let's begin. let's begin with you right away.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mirai, and thank you for our listeners. I just wanted to pick up from Deng and Dominic. One is that when we have the copyright, then there's a protection of the creators, whereby the authorship and the originality of the material is protected. And then we will prevent copying or republishing of books. But I wanted to give this message out that while doing the copyright, and then South Sudan is to join the World Intellectual Property Organization, the African Regional Intellectual Property Organization, and then sign the Benin Convention to ensure that these folks together. We thank the region for their work with us, for instance, Tanzania and Kenya, especially last week we had an online meeting to have a peer-to-peer exchange visit with them to help South Sudan build this. So we thank them for that kind of work with them. Thank you very much.
All right. Yes.
Thank you very much. What I'm going to say briefly is that we want to give hope for the musician, for the artists, for the writers, for the film producers, and for all the hard workers who are working in South Sudan. Very soon, it's a matter of time, things will change. And also they will get not only the financial, but the right to maintain also. My advice to them also, they need not to copy from neighbor countries, because we want a typical nature of music, of work, which should be part and the partial of the heritage of South Sudan. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yes, Mr. Dominic?
Yeah, thank you. I'm going to be brief.
You can send your message in Arabic if you want, please.
انا بقول انه انا متاكد الناس برا هناك منتظرين 200 القوانين بتاعت الملكيه الفكريه والمصنفات الادبيه يكون في يدنا عشان نقدر نشتغل شغل بطريقه احسن ونقدر نتطور من اعمالنا الشعبيه وعملنا الفكريه وعملنا الكثيره. فانا بقول انه نحن ننتظر واوريدي الدرافت هيجي قريب واكيد بوجود بتاعت القوانين ان احنا هنكون شغالين مع تطور بتاعت العالم هسي.
All right.